WILK News Radio.
And radio.com.
It's the Jason Warski Show.
I want to welcome to the show a reporter, investigative reporter from Pittsburgh's Action News for, let me say good morning to David Kaplan. David, good morning.
Jason, good morning. How are you doing this?
Good, good. I know you're calling in on your day off, so I appreciate your commitment to the truth, justice.
All David. Good. Yeah. It's the more we can do to get the word out about how people can cast mail-in ballots safely and effectively, given that how many people, over 2 million Pennsylvanians so far, have requested ballots. That number is going to likely continue to rise as we approach the deadline to register and request. So we're just trying to get answers for people on how to make sure you do this properly.
Now, before we get going, I want to say people listening right now will be like, you shouldn't do mail-in ballots. You shouldn't do any of this stuff. And who is this guy anyway? How can we trust him? And you're originally from Wayne County, correct?
No, well, I'm from Southern Virginia, but I actually went to a camp up in Wayne County for many years.
Oh, my God,
so
I misunderstood.
I've got some familiarity with the area, yeah.
All right, then I was going to say this gives him ultimate credibility. Now you're on your own, David. Sorry. David Kaplan, you work out in Pittsburgh. You did some reporting on this, and I found this last week, and it kind of seems to become more and more relevant every minute we wait here. Naked ballots. For anyone who doesn't know, when it comes to mail-in ballots, what are naked ballots, and how is this important to everyone who's thinking about doing mail-in voting this
Absolutely.
Year?
Absolutely. So when you if you request a mail-in ballot and your local county official sends you that ballot, you're going to have essentially three components that are part of that ballot. Three components. The first one is going to be the ballot itself, which you'll obviously fill out. And then the second one is going to be, it kind of looks like a nondescript ballot, envelope, excuse me. It's a nondescript looking envelope that just says official election ballot on it. And to be perfectly honest, I've talked to a bunch of people who say it could be easy to just throw out, discard. It doesn't have any really important, unique, significant markings on it. However, it's called a secrecy envelope because it's meant to protect your vote, to make sure that whoever is opening it, based on the chain of custody, once they start kind of processing your ballot, whoever's opening it does not know who you voted for. So that's the second component. We've got the ballot itself, the secrecy envelope, and then the outer envelope, which is called the declaration envelope, is what you will sign and date your name and write your return address on, and that's what you'll physically put in the mail. Now, the key point here is that you put your ballot, you have to put it inside the secrecy envelope, and both have to go inside of the outer declaration envelope to make sure that your ballot is counted.
Now, this is different from the primaries, correct?
It is. It is. So this was part of, you may or may not have heard of, a state Supreme Court ruling a couple of weeks ago. They ruled on a bunch of things, and this was one of them, where if the ballot does not have the secrecy envelope, or it's naked is what they're calling it, then basically what that means is that your ballot will not be counted. However, in the June primary, this wasn't law. There was just guidance from the Department of State to each individual county, and each individual county had the option of whether or not they wanted to count them, and most did here in Southwest Pennsylvania, based on my reporting. Many of them kind of looked through it, realized that it was legit and that there wasn't anything funny going on. So if there was not a secrecy envelope, they actually did count those ballots. However, based on the Supreme Court ruling, they cannot be counted at this point for the November election.
That kind of puts my mind at ease a little bit, because anytime we have a situation where it's like, well, we think we're going to do it this way. What about you guys? Oh, that's different. That just adds more to chaos. It adds more chaos
Absolutely.
To the situation.
And some elections officials that I talked to, and even some voting rights advocates, sort of said, look, we know this now. It's good to not have the ambiguity. It's good to know what the rules are, what we need to do, what we need to encourage people to do, regardless of party, regardless of who you're voting for, to make sure that your ballot is cast and counted appropriately.
What are they supposed to do? Do you know if there is did the court say, here's what you need to do if a naked ballot comes in? Do they need to put them somewhere? The reason I'm asking this is you heard the story at Luzerne County. Ballots ended up in a dumpster, or they weren't counted, and people are very upset about this. Obviously, it's creepy and it's crazy to think about that actually happening. Should they have taken these if they were naked ballots and put them in a safe and say, here's the ones we're not counting?
Based on my reporting and based on talking to a couple of officials here in Southwest Pennsylvania, they will be set aside. So I don't think it's an automatic discarding of them. If you send in your ballot without the secrecy envelope. It will be inside of the declaration envelope that has a barcode unique to your name. So they might at least be able to figure out who the ballot is. That said, there's not much indication that they would be able to count it prior to the November election. It would likely be subject to litigation after the election if those are properly set aside, which is what it sounds like is going to happen. But I still haven't gotten a definitive answer myself on that. All this is to say, Jason, we're talking about this now. We have this conversation now. This is only an issue if you don't include your secrecy envelope. So just make sure, if you're a voter voting by mail, to put your ballot inside of that secrecy envelope, inside of that nondescript envelope, and both go inside of the declaration envelope.
When it came to the Supreme Court decision about this, how detailed did they get? They said it has to be in the envelope, but did they say things like it has to be sealed, it has to be sealed the right way, you can't tape? Did they add things like that? Because all I keep imagining is a situation where it was in the envelope, but it wasn't sealed 100%. It was in the envelope, but it wasn't sealed at all. It was in the, you know, these weird situations where people go, well, now it's up to the person opening the ballot.
I don't have the letter of the ruling in front of me.
That's
but
fine. I'm sorry to have...
No, it's fine. Based on conversation, I just don't want to say anything wrong. Based on conversations that I've had with elections officials here in Western Pennsylvania, you basically, the best way to do it is fold your ballot in half twice and just make sure it is inside of that secrecy envelope. The point is that it's supposed to be your vote, your private vote, and nobody is supposed to be able to draw a line between this is the envelope where the declaration where the voter signed and this is the envelope where there's a certain chain of custody that elections officials are trained to when they're canvassing to make sure that nobody knows who you voted for. That's essentially the key point. And the way to do that and ensure that, and then several other states do this, is to put it inside of this secrecy envelope. Some states call it a sleeve. Some states, they all have different, the heavy vote by mail states, many of them have these, and they're all a little different, but the key point is put your ballot inside of that secrecy envelope and then inside of the outer declaration envelope.
One of the things in your reporting, which was interesting, was you hear this, your first reaction might be, okay, so a few people screwed this up. Based off of the number of people who've requested mail-in ballots, I don't know if you want to give the stats out, what was the deal? If 5% of people screw this up, what happens?
Yeah, so I want to give you just some numbers that we from two counties that we have here, and this originally sort of came to fruition from a commissioner in Philadelphia who raised the alarm about this, worried that it was about 5% or somewhere close that of these naked ballots that they got in the June primary. So I was curious, and I checked in. There are two counties specifically here in Southwest Pennsylvania. The one that I profiled had 22,000 vote by mail, and I'm not a math guy, so bear with me. 22,000 vote by mail ballots in this county, and she said about 1,000 of them were naked. So if you have to imagine, obviously there wasn't the kind of public awareness about this at the time, but it's good to know then that that's just a little under 5% of the ballots that were cast in this particular county, Washington County, just under 5% would have been, they were counted in June, but they would have been thrown out had this been in November. And when you extrapolate that out, there's another county nearby. It was about 700 ballots out of about, I want to say it was like 7,500, right. 700 ballots out of about 8,000 cast. Which is hovering around the range is about 4 to 7% based on the counties that I checked in with. I need to get those exact numbers in front of me also, but 5%, essentially 2 million. It's back of the envelope math. So it's not like we can automatically say this percentage, but that if 2 million plus people in Pennsylvania have requested mail-in ballots and it is roughly 5%, that could be roughly, 100,000 ballots, and Pennsylvania, as I'm sure you know, was decided by 44,000 votes in 2016.
So it could swing things.
Yeah, Pennsylvania is an incredibly important state, and there's a reason we've been seeing so many visits from the Biden campaign, the Trump campaign, and it's because it could swing this election. So when you're talking about it, thinking the polls saying that Biden has a very small lead, every vote's going to count. Because Hillary Clinton had a lead in the state, especially in 2016. Look what happened. So it's all part of this awareness campaign, especially with a heavy vote by mail, that every vote does count, truly, regardless of who you're voting for. And 100,000 naked ballots could cause some issues.
A text message came in. There's a couple different ones, and I'm just going to – someone sarcastically – they said sarcastically texted in, Jason, this doesn't sound complicated. And another person texted in, what a friggin' mess. as someone who's covering this, do you kind of get that vibe? Like, this is just ripe for, people questioning this and challenging it. It just seems like it's just been designed almost for people to question and fight this.
It could be ripe for confusion, but it's not ripe for fraud based on the system. Elections administrators that I've talked to are very confident about, every voter has a unique barcode, and there are a lot of, they scan the barcode as your mail-in ballot goes through the process, and it stays in the state system. And there's no way that if you vote by mail that you're going to be able to show up and vote on the polls on election day. So from a fraud perspective, we have to remember that widespread malicious election fraud, especially mail-in fraud, is exceedingly rare. So I think that's something really important to get out there. In terms of confusion, honestly, yes, I understand why people would say that, but this is as simple as you're going to get your ballot, you're going to get a secrecy envelope, and you're going to get an outer envelope. Just make sure your ballot, think about it as your ballot is keeping your vote secret by putting in the secrecy envelope. You have to do that, and then you put both in the declaration envelope, and then you send it in or drop it off. So, there's a lot we're throwing at you and a lot of facts and figures, but the bottom line is put your ballot in the secrecy envelope and put both in the outer envelope.
David Kaplan, again, a reporter, investigative reporter from Pittsburgh, Action News. I thought the report was interesting, and you took something that was really complicated and you talked to the people. I liked how you explained it. It was very, well done. So good job on that. Well, I just wish this wasn't so complicated to people. It's crazy to a lot of people. So,
2020's been a heck of a year, and we're living through, this pandemic, and this is a safe option that people can truly take advantage of. And obviously 2 million plus and counting Pennsylvanians plan to do that. So to get the word out, about 6 million people voted in the presidential election in 2016. So, we're already at about a third that plan to vote by mail or at least have requested ballots. So the more we can educate people, the better.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. Enjoy your day off. David Kaplan again from Pittsburgh's Action News 4. Thanks for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it too.
The Jason Barsky Show. Weekday mornings from 9 till noon on WILK News Radio.
Radio.com.